This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Whether it's on the air or you're checking it on your phone later on or whatever it is you're doing, you're picking it up later in a podcast. Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. But it'd be a lot of help if you head up to the website, sign up for our weekly news e-news blast. I also, you know, there's a dozen things you get involved in. You know, hit the donation button. Give up one cup of coffee a month. That's it. I'm not asking for a whole bunch. Between Facebook and Twitter and the rest of them, they really, really, really have cramped us. Really have crunched a lot of your favorite conservatives. You know, Todd Starnes. And he's one of my favorites, anyway, to listen to. And, you know, Tammy taught me how to understand that Southern thing, so I'm good. Come on, I'm just having a little bit of fun. So really appreciated the last hour. If you go back and get it, you'll see what we're talking. You'll see what I'm talking about. Anyhow, you've got to get people on, and not necessarily that are like-minded, if you would, but we've got to start getting people on that you can ask real questions to find out for real, and I mean for real. You know, what's going on in the black community, in the gay community, in the women community. Right? Whether you believe in these things or not, or you believe they're happening or not, you need to be... I got to tell you something. I had a guy working came down to work on some equipment at my house. And I wasn't trying to make him feel bad, but I was asking him questions about basic things that are going on in the news today. Now, with all due respect to this young man, although anybody with me is young at this point, with all due respect, he had no clue as to what was going on in the community. No clue as to what was going on with the riots, and yet he's in the service business and he's running around. And I'm going, look, dude, you can get caught up at one of these intersections. You have no clue as to what's going on. They come after you. You're gonna hit it with your fist, going, you know, no, I'm for you. I'm on your side. I'm free. They're not gonna care, and you're not gonna know it because you're not paying attention to the news. You don't have to be a junkie, but my God, be aware. Don't be one of those ignorant people who say after they vote, "Well, I didn't know he was part of this group. I would have never voted for him." Don't cast your vote unless you know. You know the candidate. Don't cast an R or a D vote either. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I'd love to hear from you. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me and sending me info. You know, I was just talking a little bit about some of the lies you've been told. I cringe when I hear that young black men are being hunted down in the street, killed by police. And when I hear de Blasio talk about how the way he has to talk to his son to make sure that his son understands, because his son is black or half black, his son understands that the police aren't for him. This is the mayor of I think it's the biggest city in the states. All right? The mayor of New York City is telling his son that he needs to be afraid of the police. Is anybody comfortable with that? Now, I don't talk about this much. I don't talk about my family much. I have some fun with me and Tammy, but I have a granddaughter that's half black. Now, I call her half black because the loons on the left make me call her half black. Or they don't make me do anything. But she is what they call a mixed race. She's what I call my granddaughter. Not a mixed race. What does that thing with a race do? We're all part of the human race. I'm so tired of hearing about black and Hispanic and Mexican and this and that. It's like, shut up. We're all part of the human race. We happen to have different skin colors. And for you Christians, stop it. God says he doesn't see black, white, male, or female. So stop it. Anyway, when you look at this stuff, I don't want her to be afraid of a policeman. I don't want her to be afraid of white people. I'm her grandfather. I'm a white guy. Now, thank God, her friends or friends, I made up of a lot of white kids. She's not afraid of them. I'm believing that it's building relations, it's building, you know, relationships, so race is not an issue for them. And I'm sure it's much different. If you saw a black kid and a white kid playing together, maybe in the early 50s in some areas of this country, mom, dad, whoever would have grabbed those kids and pulled them apart. No, you can't touch her. You can't play with each other. We're not there. We're so far from there. And again, I have friends that have a problem with black people. You heard it. And someone said, well, you shouldn't have friends like that. You should run away. Yeah. How do you change somebody's heart? Really? Jesus hung around with hookers and tax collectors. Tax collectors were the worst thing you could hang out with in Jesus' day. How do you change somebody's heart? How do you show somebody the love of Christ, the love of God, if you go, well, I can't go. I can't hang out with you. You're a racist pig. Right? I mean, the Democrats are great. They love to do this. If you're known by who you hang out with, Epstein, Weinstein, I mean, think about who these people hang out with. But the lie in the numbers, you have young black kids that are afraid of police. And getting rid of the police is not the way to fix it. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Back. Yep. Double T, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Look, we're going through some of the lies that the government's been telling us, right? Do the masks work? No. Right? I mean, the WHO has walked back some of the comments that they've made when they get a whole bunch of garbage, right, from people, and they realize that they're being watched, people actually paying attention, they have to back off some of the crazy statements that they make, right? So again, I want to say this. I want you guys to hear this so much that if you're at a table talking to somebody because you listen to the show, you can spew this out without a problem. Okay? 10 million police actions took place last year. 10 million. Right? Across the country. That's everything from speeding tickets to, domestic violence. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everything a cop does, every report that's put in, every issue that's happened. Okay? 10 million of them happened last year. All right? Last year, 7,000 black men were shot. Or men of color. Almost all of them from other black men. All right? Now, I can give you the white stats. I don't want to do any of that. Not right now. Right? 42 unarmed people in this country were shot. Unarmed. I'm kind of leery of the stat to a degree, because does that mean without a gun and intent to use it on the cop? I don't know. 42. Okay? But there was 1,000-plus times that shots were fired by policemen. Maybe the other person had a gun, maybe they didn't. I mean, these are stats from the FBI. And, you know, I know the Dems trust the FBI, don't they? 19 unarmed white people were shot dead. 10 blacks. You know, that number, it's either 9 or 10. I think it's 10. 10 blacks were shot dead that were unarmed. 5 cops were charged. You know, with the murder of the black men. 5 were not. Why? Because they had witnesses. Non-police witnesses. People in the street. People in the neighborhood. There were 82 cops killed. In 2019. 82. I'm sure some were black. 18 or 19 black kids were killed in a 24-hour period in Chicago. By the time the weekend was over, the long weekend, 28 were killed. Black on black violence. Sharpton speak up? No. Jackson say anything? Didn't see his statement. What about Oblamo? Was he out there anywhere? No, nowhere to be found. How many times has President Trump said, hey, look, need help? We'll send you help. Now, the mayor of Chicago said, you know, F Trump. Come on, think this through. They hate him so much, they're willing to allow their own people to die. They don't care. Ferguson effect, because the cops pulled back because they were afraid of going to jail. 20% crime went up, skyrocketed, really, by 20%. I'm talking about all these lies the government's telling us. You don't believe it. Do not believe these people. And then on top of it, to show you how sick these people are, to show you the lunacy, the Chicago mayor pleads with Walmart and other retailers not to abandon Chicago. Come on, think about this. As they're looting, rioting, and burning places down, what do the mayors say? Well, it's only personal property. It's not a big deal. People have to be allowed to burn off steam. Right, it wasn't her property. Because they never really think anything through it, she's sitting there trying to decide, whoa, if these companies don't come back, I got all these people out of work. You think crime's bad now? Wait, just wait. Mayor Lightfoot said that she was hopeful that major retailers will reopen the Chicago stores that were looted and damaged during the protests. If you watch those protests, they weren't just looted. These people were beating the crap out of cash registers that money was already out of. They got their money, get it and go. Mayor Lightfoot said that she was on a conference call with Walmart and other major retailers. They had stores looted or heavily damaged during the unrest in Chicago. She said that she pleaded with them not to abandon Chicago. Now, this whole BLM thing, I don't know, it might cause them to come back, to bow down. You know, I mean, I don't know. You got to look at this stuff and you have to think about, why would they come back? What's the incentive to come back? That next time this happens, that she won't encourage them to burn down more stores or not to worry about it, or keep the cops away? I'm just asking. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And then she's begging them not to go anywhere. Right? Just today, these guys are whacked. This is why they need to be unfunded. The World Health Organization came out and said, well, healthy people, they probably shouldn't wear non-medical face masks. So they have shifted positions again. This is nothing new with these people. The new guidance recommends that the general public wear non-medical clothes masks in place. Hey, listen, speaking of masks, all right, if you ordered a mask from me and you didn't get it, let me know because I've got them here and I will send them to you. The other company just screwed up big time, okay? But if you know people want a mask, I should have had one on. And it says Trump 2020, keeping us safe and great. And you know what I love about it? Is they're forcing us to wear masks in L.A. County. They force us to wear masks going in their stores. And I can see some of these young turds having a problem with me having that mask on. I just wear it. It's an in-your-face, look, you want to play fascist? You want to force me to do something that I shouldn't be doing? Then I'm going to force you to look at the name that you hate that sends you into convulsions. It's worth it just for that. Yes, I'm one of those. You're right. New guidance recommends that the public wear non-medical clothes masks in places such as public transport, shops, or confined crowded environments. It also says those over 60 or with underlying conditions should wear medical masks in areas where there's a community transmission of coronavirus. And physical distancing would be hard to keep. God bless. The United Nations Public Health Agency previously recommended only healthcare workers, those infected with the coronavirus, and their caregivers should wear medical masks. Make up your mind. Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side. Be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hundreds of mourners attended George Floyd's funeral in Houston. Texas Congressman Al Green said Floyd's only real crime was being born black.
George Floyd deserved the dignity
and the respect that we accord all people simply because they are children of a common God. And it's very unfortunate that we have to be here, but we're going to celebrate the life of George Floyd today.
Following the service, Floyd was then laid to rest. The family made its way to the church via the horse-drawn carriage as people lined the streets to pay their respects.
But I want to support our community as well and just let the family know that I'm here for the moral support, the prayers, spiritual support, and emotionally I'm here.
The casket could be seen through glass as it, too, was taken by carriage to Floyd's final resting place. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Show me to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved and engaged. You know, I'm going to do something that's going to be a little bit distasteful and maybe even uncomfortable for some. I was watching what the George Floyd's service was all about. His casket was in a glass carriage. It was taken to rest. People spent all kinds of money for this. Now, my understanding is George was a Christian. Now a Christian, had become a Christian over the last few years or whatever. And this is all great and wonderful. I mean that's the show. I'm not being a smart butt here. And people are going to say, well, come on, the man is dead. Why bring this up? Well, I'm going to bring it up because we have officers on the street that are ambushed, brutally shot, that are killed while saving somebody's life. And we don't go to this level to make sure they're honored. But someone who is or was or could be perceived as a career criminal, not a problem. Right? Now, I'm not going to go with all the reports that we pulled together about drugs being in the system, all that stuff. I don't know that. Because, you know, one autopsy found that he was clean, right? Died of asphyxiation. Another autopsy found that he died of cardiac arrest caused by being restrained, right? At the time of death, the according to one autopsy, he had fentanyl in his system and methamphetamines as well. That could be left over from the day before. I don't know. Right? The second autopsy showed that he died of asphyxia. That's the cause of death. The neck compression, restraining blood flow to the brain. The back compression, restricting breathing, cause of death, still is disputed in that light. Well, George Floyd, and again, not doing this to demean the man. I'm trying to understand how a police officer slash police officers who have 35 years on the force. Well, let's limit it to black officers who stepped in front of bullets for people who have tried to make things better. Why they don't get this kind of send-off? George Floyd moved to Minneapolis in 2014 after being released from prison in Houston, Texas. Now, again, people turn their lives around. So I don't want this to sound like I'm just beating on the guy. But I want to paint a bit of a picture here. On May 25, 2020, Floyd was arrested for passing a counterfeit $20 bill at a grocery store. All right. Maybe he got it from somebody else. All right. At that time, he was under the influence of fentanyl and methamphetamine at the time of his arrest. So he has a history of using drugs. Floyd has a more than a decade-old criminal history at the time of the arrest that he went to jail for at least five times. Right? He was a ringleader of a violent home invasion group. He pled guilty to, ready for this one? To entering a woman's home, pointing a gun at her stomach, and searching the home for drugs and money. That's according to court records. He was sentenced to 10 months in state jail for possession of cocaine in December of 2005. Right? He's been sentenced to 8 months for the same offense, stemming from an October 2002 arrest. Now, these are old. I get it. Right? Go for the old ones and move forward. Floyd went along with another suspect. They posed as a worker for a local water department wearing blue uniforms in order to enter a woman's house. When the woman retaliated, a Ford Explorer pulled up at the home and five other males exited the car and went up to the front door. The report states the largest of the group, who the victim later identified as Floyd, forced his way inside the residence, placed a pistol against the complainant's abdomen, and forced her into the living room area of the residence. The large suspect then proceeded to search the residence while another armed, these are all the court papers, guarded the complainant, who was struck in the head and sides by a second armed man with a pistol. Not finding any drugs or money in the house, the men took jewelry and a woman's cell phone, and they left in the car. A neighbor who witnessed the robbery took down the car's license plate number. Later, police tracked down the car and found Floyd behind the wheel. He was later identified by the woman and others as a large suspect who placed a gun against her stomach. All right? And there's a list here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. About a dozen arrests for him. Now, again, I want to be clear. I'm not trying to beat up the man's character just for no reason. I'm looking at the amount of money that's being spent. I don't know if it's by local officials or what's going on. How much honor is given to him. But my Bible says, if they're Christian, to give honor to whom honor is due. The black cop that was killed protecting his, or retired cop, that was killed protecting his neighbor's property. He deserves honor. Spent 32 years, I think it was, on the police force. Why wouldn't be giving him honor? I'm just asking. Throwing questions out, people. Not blaming anything for anything. Floyd was sentenced to 10 months in state jail for possession of cocaine. Two other cocaine offenses, total receiving 18 months. I mean, this just goes on and on and on. You know, and well, I want the names. I would like to see the names posted and published on the black police officers, at least, that were killed. You won't ever see it, but that were actually killed because of all this stuff. Now, the way George Floyd died, I don't care what his past record was. It was disgusting. It was atrocious. It was wrong. Nobody should have a knee put on their neck, a leg put on their neck for 8 minutes. And even when you have four of the cops around, they could have got him in the back of the car. Lock him in the trunk. Do something with him other than put your leg on his neck. And I would love to see, you know, all these people that came out, by the way, speaking about this. I would say the same thing. Spend 24 to 48 hours. Do a ride-along. See what these guys go through. Understand why right? That these guys, their adrenaline runs so much when they get in these situations. Right? That's all I'm saying. And again, no human being, I mean, if he's found guilty by a jury of something egregious enough to put him to death or to lock him up for 20 years, so be it. But not at the hand of the cop. I'm just not there. Right? And because of this now, we're plunged into another civil war. And Antifa's behind most of this. We all know this. This doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure this one out. I mean, think about something. ISIS is excited about how BLM is making headway here in this country. Right? So it's all about terror. It's all about, look at how quick these officials bow down to the BLM people. Right? Threw in the towel, backed up, got on their knees. Some of them got on their bellies. Who thinks like that? Who thinks that it's not going to appease those people? Now, Antifa has long been regarded by the American intelligence as a terrorist organization. Right? Because they disrupted long before this to get a foothold in America. It gets worse when you see this stuff. It makes me nuts. Because we don't use our brain to think through this stuff anymore. Seriously. No joke here. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. You know, in the chat room. Just texting and tweeting. Hey, Barr came out. I haven't seen the interview yet. I've only talked to a few people about it. Got some notes on it. He says familiar names among those in DOJ is investigating in the Durham probe. He said the findings are just really kind of disgusting. And I'm sure there are people tonight that are peeing in their little diaper because of what is going to come out in that report. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with order.
orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Please answer the question.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know, if you head up there, we got stories posted every day, question of the day, a poll, all kinds of stuff happening. I should put up a question. Did Nancy Pelosi, did she have a photo op? Or does she really care about the black community? I think this is going to blow up in your face. Seriously. I think it totally is going to blow up in your face. Just mostly because the evidence is so against them. And you're going to see just how power-hungry they were. You know, and Lindsey Graham, he called it at, Kavanaugh's hearing. It petrified him to think that someday they were going to have power again. Because they would stop at nothing to tear someone down. They're stopping at nothing to tear down Donald Trump. And Barr's heartbroken because he knows some of the people in the investigation. They're going to come see him eventually. You know that. Justice Department's watchdog has identified critical errors in the FBI wiretap applications, pretty much all of them, actually, in the Trump's advisor Carter Page. He was totally, surveillance was done on him throughout the whole campaign. Right. Additionally, an FBI lawyer, the case even falsified a CIA email. And it was submitted to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or the court, in order to make Page's communication with Russia appear really bad. You know, I just can't imagine. They have that much power over us, I can't imagine. Hopefully you can't either. Right? Barr said he couldn't commit on comment on whether the criminal charges were coming, including concerning Kleinsmith, but that people shouldn't become impatient. DOJ has concluded that the Page warrant was legally improper and lacked probable cause. We can't discuss future charges, but I can say that I do find a little irritating. He said, the propensity in American public on all sides of the political spectrum, when they see something they think should be criminal or could be criminal, I say, why hasn't this person been indicted again? You know, there's the old saying that the wheels of justice grind slow, but they do run slow, but that's because we have due process. I'm going to do my due diligence. He's going to make sure he has what he needs. Right? And I've heard this from other people inside the White House or in and around the White House who've said, look, don't think nothing's happening because you're not hearing anything. For the first time in American history, the police organizations and the national security organizations were used as spy on campaign. Well, first time we know about it. Or the first time we've heard about it. How's that? That's even better. Right? There was no basis for it, Barr said. The media largely drove all of that. All kinds of sensational claims were being made about the president, and it could have affected the election. And then later on in the administration, all this stuff did affect what he was able to get done or not done. Remember, they're not upset that he's coming against climate change. They're not upset that that he wants to bring prayer back or loves the American flag or any of that stuff. They just hate him. They know what it means if he gets done what he wants to get done, if he gets the judges on that he wants to get on the courts. Internal FBI documents unsealed in April indicated that Peter Strzok, the now disgraced anti-Trump former head of the FBI counterintelligence, he ordered the investigation of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. He wanted it to remain open when others wanted to close it. Right? Because the information they had, the reason they went to close it, was that the information they had, they couldn't verify, and some knew it was false. Right? I'm sorry, getting the bad habit of saying right. I'm okay. So when you go through this, you see, this is like a legal mafia operating from within the government. It's scary the neck because of the amount of power that they have. They could put you in a room for 30 days. Nobody would know you were there. What are you going to do? Scream for your lawyer? What if they don't want to bring you one? Now, let me see. Fox News previously determined that Pienka was also intimately involved in the Carter Page probe. He had a lot of knowledge about what was going on, but he also had a lot of fundamental errors in what he was passing on. He was removed from the FBI's website after Fox News contacted the FBI about his extensive role in Crossfire Hurricane. Why did it take Fox to call the FBI to get them to remove somebody that was a sham? Just asking. You know, the more and more you look at this, the more and more you talk about this, the more and more you see what's going on. You know as well as I do. They knew what they were doing from day one. They were setting it up from day one. What they managed or expected to pull off, I don't know. Did they think that, Nancy being, well, see, that wasn't back then either. They're always playing games up there. They're you know, I talked to somebody who recently went to Congress, and they were telling me they're nasty, nasty people. They're nasty, hateful people. Right? And that's somebody who's only been there for a relatively short period of time. Obama's unexpected intimate knowledge of the details of Flynn's calls, which the FBI acknowledged at the time, were not criminal or even improper. So they weren't criminal, they weren't improper, but we need to get him. We need to fire him. Right? Obama personally had warned Trump administration against hiring Flynn, maybe because he knew too much. Obama was not a fan of, you know, these hardcore military guys that wouldn't do what Obama wanted to do. Had to make him nuts, don't you think? Would have made me crazy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I love the way that some of these people just tap dancing around everything that's going on with the World Health Organization and more. And as well they should be. Because they put all their eggs in the basket of a group that has been wrong plenty of times before, more times than none. You know, I was thinking how they about the generals, the ones that all want to, you know, give it to Trump. You know, we've been warned about the military-industrial complex for generations, decades, right? And you sit back and you look at all they want to do is fight. All they want to, and I know some of them aren't like that, but the majority of them are. They're into fighting. They're into, you know, I won't say dictatorial type of land, taking land. But they always have to be doing something. They always have to be engaged in something. Ronald Reagan entered into 7 different wars, many wars, under his presidency. Right? George H.W. Bush, he's got 5 or 6 under his belt. You don't hear about any of this, right? Who else is there? Billy Bob. Billy Bob Clinton had 3 that he started under his belt. And when you look at George W., actually, the first Bush I gave you was Old Man Bush. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, like 5 on him. 5 on George W. as well. Barack the Oblamo. He had 7 on him. And the worst of all, depending on how you look at it, Trump has 0. How many times has he sent troops in to take care of something? He wants to bring them back. He wants them home. Have you heard that from any others? We're gonna try to bring them home. Have you heard that from any others? I didn't think so. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. You're going to need a look. Head up to the website, realside.com. Read the articles. Click on the donate button. Like I said, once a quarter, maybe if somebody doesn't have a whole bunch of money to play with, $5, $10, means a lot. We won't laugh when we see it, I promise. Okay? This article's up there you need to take advantage of. You can buy the book. You can buy our coffee mugs. You can even buy the mask that I should have had on by now. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Really, I want you back here tomorrow. I want you back with us, so don't do anything extremely stupid. Do stuff fun, but don't do something extremely stupid. And again, I do appreciate your time that you spent with us and your kind emails that some of you send out. The rest of you, I just blow them off anyhow. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.